you know, Hammond's real aggressive with our use of demolitions, and we allot $1 million every year and have done so ever since I've been mayor to tear down structures like this. And in this case, it's been an eyesore for well over the past year. It's been out of operation, and it was purchased by Luke Oil, the gentleman that owns Luke Oil. It's not good, and a lot of people thought that meant it was going to be converted into a gas station, which is not the case. It's going to be some type of strip unit, like a strip mall type of unit where, you know, across the street, he also owns a strip mall with Jimmy John's in it. So this lot is challenging, though, because it's basically a triangle. So it's not a full-size lot, which gives it challenges that other lots typically don't have.
Oh, like there's a size restriction or something?
Yeah, because the back end of the lot is right along the railroad tracks, so you can't really extend into the railroad tracks. And then it's surrounded by Kennedy on one side and 169th on the other side. So there's really no way to enlarge the piece of property, and it's like a triangle. Harder. That's why the car wash has always been there, because it's really limited uses. But it's better now than it was, because it was just an eyesore, and we don't like that in Hammond. We try to eliminate the eyesores.
Why was it an eyesore? Was the building just decrepit, fallen down?
It was probably built, I'm going to guess, in the 60s, 70s, and at one time it was pretty heavily used car wash, but over the years, car washes have become automated, and this was a manual car wash, and over the years, fewer and fewer people went there, and then finally they shut down about a year or two ago, and it's literally just sat there decaying for the last couple of years, and it's a promenade intersection, and you have this old decaying car wash. It's better as a flat piece of earth than what it was before. So even if we never developed it, which isn't our plan, but even if we never developed it, I like it better now than I did with the old abandoned car wash there.
You mentioned about the strip mall. Could you tell me about the plans that are going to go, what's going to go there?
No, I don't know much about the plans of what's going to go there. I do know they knocked it down, and I do know that they plan to build some type of strip mall there. It's not going to be even as big as the one on the other side of the street. It's probably like a single use. I think Jimmy John's would have worked perfect on this piece of property. Something like that will have to go there. Something that can stand on its own but doesn't generate too much traffic and doesn't need too much parking. It's a challenging site. It really is. But like I said, it's better as a flat piece of earth as it is right now than it was as an abandoned car wash. So I'm happy. It's definitely a challenging site to develop because of its constraints.
Do you know that little strip mall that's going to go there, when it's going to be done?
No, I don't. But the one across the street, they're filling tenants right now in it. It's completed. Jimmy John's has moved in. I believe they have two more subleases that they need to fill. I imagine once that fills up, they'll be looking to expand across the street, because it's the same owner that owns both sides of the street now.
What's the man's name who bought it?
Tom Collins. He's the CEO of Luke Oil. Because Luke Oil bought it, a lot of people were saying it was going to be a gas station, and that is absolutely not true. It's not able to be a gas station. It's never been in the plans. So I do want to dispel that rumor that's been out there. Just because Luke Oil purchases something doesn't mean it's going to be a gas station. Luke Oil is involved in many businesses. So
I see. Why would it have been a bad thing if it was a gas station?
Well, it's not possible, really, because, you know, you need to have underground storage tanks and gas stations, and you need to have a big footprint, you know, because of the traffic the gas stations generate, and it's just not possible on this location.
Well, thanks. Is there anything else that you wanted to add about this that maybe I haven't asked you about?
No. Like I said, we're happy it's down because it was an eyesore, and once it gets filled, it'll be even better. But for right now, I think most residents are happy that it's just on the ground, so.